Hey, you guys, did you guys get your $1 million bill yet?
No.
All right. Here you go. Would you like one? Got the $1 million question on the back. Is that,
if
it's
we,
a...
If we answer it correctly, we get $1 million.
Do you, have you heard the $1 million question before?
No.
All right, it's on the back. It's easy. It's the question everyone wants to know. If you guys were to die today, would you guys go to heaven?
Driving the bus is going to hell.
You're driving the bus? By yourself, hopefully.
I'm picking everybody up on the way.
I hope not.
I'm in the military, so, you know, a little joke
well,
I have in there. So.
Okay. Do you really drive a bus, though?
No.
Okay. What branch are you in?
Army.
All right, man. Well, thank you for your putting your life on the line for us, man.
Well, thank you.
That's important. Are you still serving or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually moving from Fort Drum, New York to Fort Irwin.
Where's that?
Barstow.
Oh, wow.
And my grandmother just passed away in April. And there's a fight between my aunt and my sister over the house.
Okay.
And my sister is dealing with some illegal stuff, so.
Oh, that's no fun.
I went to Barstow and there's cockroaches everywhere. So we came down and took the house by force and we're living there.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so that's where your mom lived in Torrance?
My grandmother, yeah.
Your grandmother?
Yeah, so
oh, wow.
We're taking that house over, and there's court in October, so she can't do anything till then.
Wow, so you're going to commute to Barstow, or?
Yeah, the job I'm going to have, I'll be in the field.
That's a couple hours.
Camping. I'll be camping out in the woods for 3 weeks, and then I'll be off for a week.
Okay.
And the schools here are a lot better.
Yeah, Torrance is nice. Yeah, that's
crystal
true.
Crystal meth capital of the world up there, so.
In Barstow? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
But.
So, yeah. So, do you have any Christian background, or?
Lutheran.
Lutheran? Okay. Yeah. So, what was your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean? Hey, I'm Jason.
Nice to meet you.
Are these your girls?
Cheyenne, Sierra.
Cheyenne, Sierra.
And my wife, the one in the red shirt down there is Lisa.
So, you guys, you weren't born in New York?
No,
were you?
No, I was.
Because you guys don't have, you guys sound normal. Like, no accent.
No, actually, where we were, not in New York City, that's about 4.5 hours from us. We were literally up by the Canadian border, 30 minutes from the border.
Oh, cool.
I was born in New York.
Whatever you see.
I could tell a little bit. She's got it a little bit.
Whenever you see that massive snowstorms on the news, that's us.
Oh, okay.
2 feet an hour.
Wow.
So.
That's a different world.
Yeah. So, is there any fish out here? Because we've been out for about 3 hours and didn't catch anything.
You know, this place is packed all the time, so there must be, you know?
Where they're at, but...
They're hiding.
I don't know, man. Maybe we ask some of the regulars what sort of bait to use or something.
Yeah.
It's because over there, when it says no fishing allowed, I saw three fish over there, and
yeah,
no
the fish are smart.
Yeah.
They know where to hang out, you know, with no fishing. So, just, if you guys, having a Lutheran background, if you died today, would you go to heaven?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure being military, I got a lot of questions to answer at the gate. So.
For things you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope so. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And your girls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hopefully all you guys go
that's
there,
the
right?
The good thing about us coming back to California is down to San Diego where me and my wife got married. My two oldest got baptized there.
Okay.
And she's the spawn of Satan right there, so we brought her back. Actually, one of the goals of our years is to get her baptized in the same church we were all married at.
She's never baptized, that's why she's evil.
She's not evil. You're not evil.
My wife's the one who's the religious one that goes to church every Sunday.
Okay.
I ain't going.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'll hide under the bed.
So, the Bible says, you know the Ten Commandments? Are you guys familiar with those? That's like the universal standard of goodness, right? You know, everyone. So, if you guys were to die today and God's going to judge us by that standard, so that's what his standard is. So, are you guys familiar with the Ten Commandments at all?
No.
Not at all. Okay. Have you ever, okay, so
you are.
One of them is, thou shalt not lie. Have you guys ever told a lie?
I think everybody has.
I have told a lie. So, what do you call someone who's told a lie? Or many lies?
A liar.
A liar, okay. Have you guys ever stolen anything?
Everybody's picked up something.
I have.
Kitty cat.
Salt pepper shakers.
Salt pepper shakers.
Oh, no, not me, that was Dakota.
Kitty cat.
kitty cats. Okay, so what do you call someone who's stolen something?
A thief.
A thief, okay. And I've done that as well. Have you guys ever used God's name in vain?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's called blasphemy. God gave us life, and we use his name as a four-letter filth word sometimes, you know? So God said in his word, he said, he won't hold anyone guiltless who takes his name in vain. And I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Have you guys always obeyed your parents? Honored them?
This is where that lie kicks in.
Yeah. Now, God's listening, right? God's...
I didn't obey my parents when I was growing up.
Yeah, I know. I was grounded. I did things I wasn't supposed to. So that's four of the Ten Commandments. And so, by your own...
You shall not cover thy neighbor.
You should not covet.
You're good that with that one.
You shall not murder.
I've done that one.
But God said, Jesus actually took that to another level. He said, if you hate someone, you've committed murder in your heart.
Yeah.
Because God looks at our thoughts, not just our actions, right? Because murder really starts in the heart. You hate someone first, and then it comes out as, you know, an action. He also said adultery, right? If you lust after someone, you've committed adultery. And so by all accounts, you know, we're all going to be guilty, you know, of breaking those. So when we die and we stand before him, is he going to see us as innocent or guilty?
Depends on what's where I'm looking at. Everybody asks if there's a heaven and hell.
Yes.
And I think it's when you go, where you are mentally. You know what I'm saying? If you are, if you feel guilty all the way up to the end and stuff that you never confessed or anything like that, you're going to live with that torment the rest of your life.
Okay.
So.
You kind of create your own...
You create your own hell.
Torment.
Yeah.
Hell.
So... Okay. And, I mean...
And what's the flip side of that?
I guess, you know, it all depends on how you think of it. I guess if you are fine with what you did, you can accept it. You know...
So if a murderer is fine with murdering someone and they die...
Yeah, you know... It all depends. I mean, really.
Right.
I mean, a lot of murderers feel guilty about what they did afterwards, but there's a few that... enjoyed it.
Right. So would they go to heaven or hell? Do you think God should punish them? Even if they enjoyed it?
No, not really, because I kill zombies all the time.
That's why I'm glad I'm not the one who makes that decision.
Right. That's why, you know, God gave us his standard, right? So in the same way, like, have you ever been in a courtroom?
No.
Okay. So imagine you guys are in a courtroom, right? And you're guilty of, I don't know, breaking the law, stealing something, maybe murdering something, a horrible crime, right?
Well, I murdered zombies in video games.
Well, that's okay. So, the evidence is all there, you're guilty, right? We just admitted we're all guilty, right? So the evidence is there, and you just say, hey, God, I'm really sorry for what I did, or judge, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, I made a mistake, you know, what's the judge going to do?
He's still got to punish you.
Yeah, he's still got to punish you, right? So in the same way, just saying I'm sorry, you know, feeling sorry or remorse isn't going to acquit, you know, justice from being served, right? God's still going to have to punish us, right? And so the punishment, the Bible says, all liars, all thieves, all blasphemers will have their part in the lake of fire. And it also says no adulterer or fornicator will ever inherit, you know, God's kingdom and stuff. So we'd all be heading for hell, right? According to that standard.
My wife, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
I'm Jason. I was just talking to your family about some spiritual stuff. You could have one of these, too. It's $1 million bill.
Oh, you already gave one to my son, but thank you.
Oh, you got one?
Yes.
So I was just getting to the good part. You know, we're all going to be guilty, right, on Judgment Day for breaking God's laws. But, you know, would that concern you guys, though, if you were to die today, knowing you're guilty, that you'd be going to hell?
Me?
Yeah.
No, because I don't think I've done stuff that bad that a swat on the wrist wouldn't take care of.
Oh my God.
Well, again, the Bible says that all liars,
yeah,
thieves, blasphemers will have their part in the lake of fire. And no adulterer, which, you know, we've done in our heart, will inherit the kingdom of God. So I guess an analogy would be like this. If I lied to, say, like my dog, I could lie to my dog all day long. It's not gonna, nothing's gonna happen. But if I lied to, say, like my wife, I could be sleeping on the couch probably for a little while, right?
Yeah.
A couple days, a couple nights, maybe, I don't know. If I lied to my boss at work, I could be fired, I could lose my job. And if I lied to a judge in a court of law, I could go to jail. So the same offense, you know, lying, I did the same thing every time. But depending on who you're doing it against, the penalty is a lot more severe. So even a lie, if it's done against a holy creator, God, God sees us infinitely bad, right? So the punishment is hell. And that's why we're all guilty. Headed there.
We're Lutheran, and my husband doesn't believe in church.
Well, that's fine. I don't.
So you know.
That's fine.
I don't. Told you were Lutheran.
She told me, yeah, you guys are Lutheran. And so. So by that standard, I guess, Sean.
Mommy.
You know, knowing that you're sinning, you know, it's against God, the Creator of the universe. You know, He'd have to send us to hell. Would that concern you? I guess. If that were true,
how long I'd have to go there for.
Well, it says eternity. It's one or the other for all eternity.
I think everybody's going to go to hell then, really. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Because we've all broken those laws, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's true.
So there's got to be some
waiver
that he's going to have.
Exactly. So, you know, and that's the good news.
I mean, I think I'm eligible. I'm eligible
for a
waiver.
You were so military. Yeah.
So there is a waiver. There is a waiver.
I told him I was driving the bus to hell.
So you're familiar with Jesus Christ. You've heard of him. So I'll just explain to you kind of what happened. 2,000 years ago, you know, he was born of a virgin. He was God in human form, basically. And he lived a perfect life. He never broke one of those commandments. It said he was perfect in thought, word, and deed. You know, he never even had a thought of doing things wrong. So he was the perfect Lamb of God. And so imagine, you know, we're in the courtroom, right? We're guilty. We owe, say, $1 million. It's either $1 million or life in prison, right? And someone comes in and says, "Judge, you know, I care about Sean. I love Sean. I went and sold everything I have. Here's $1 million. I want, you know, I don't even know Sean, but I care about him." And, you know, the judge is like, "Okay, Sean, you can go free. Your payment's been, you know, justice was served, right?" And so, in the same way, 2,000 years ago, that's what happened on the cross, is that we were all guilty of breaking God's law. And so Jesus Christ steps into the courtroom of eternal justice for you, for me, for everyone. Like you said, you know, everyone's going to hell. And he steps in the courtroom. He pays your fine, your penalty, which was death and, you know, separation from God and hell for all eternity. And God says, "Sean, all you have to do, one, you have to accept that gift, right? You can reject it if you want. Just like if I gave you a new pair of shoes, you can toss them or you can use them. You have to accept that. You have to trust. And then you have to trust that, you know, when someone paid that $1 million, that it wasn't like fraudulent money. It was real money."
Yeah.
And the way Jesus proved that it was real money is that he rose from the dead 3 days later. Not only did he say he was going to die for all our sins, he said I'd rise again, and then he did 3 days later. So that's how he backed it up. It proved that he had, you know, the check cleared the bank, so to speak. And so God says to repent, which means just to turn from doing things that we know are wrong. You know, God gave us a conscience. You know, we know it's wrong to lie and steal and do all those things. You know, we know right from wrong. And so we turn from doing things. We're never going to be perfect, but we, you know, we try, you know, not to do things that we know are wrong. And then we trust in Jesus, just like we trust in a parachute. Like if you've ever gone skydiving, you know, being in the Army, I don't know if you have or not.
I see jumping out of a perfect good airplane.
But those guys jump out of the plane, belt. Right?
Same thing.
I repelling out of a helicopter. It's different.
That's fun. But you got to, okay, so repelling even. You know, you got to trust that rope.
Yeah.
You got to put all your trust in that rope, right? All your faith, 100%, that it's going to hold you. Or a parachute, right? And it's not just enough to say, like, believe in the parachute and then jump. You have to put it on and buckle it up and put your faith in it, right?
Goodness, the guy had faith in when he was running the shoot up.
Exactly. So you have to trust in other persons, right? And so in the same way, the Bible says in the book of Romans, it says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you'd put a parachute on. And on the day of judgment, when you have to make that jump into eternity, if you've trusted in Jesus, God can acquit you You know, he could legally dismiss your case, and you could go to heaven, and you could be made right with God. And same with your children, your family. You know, you guys could all go there together. She could be made right with God too. Jesus died for all. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the two?
You never went through confirmation class.
Well, that's okay. Like I said, I mean, even going to church, it's good to go to church. It's important. Once you're born again, you'll want to do those things. You'll want to read God's word. You'll want to pray to Him because of what He did for you. You know, if someone died for you, you want to give back to Him. You want to say thank you and honor them and serve them, right?
Careful.
But going to church, just the physical act of going to church, won't make you right with God. Just like going to In-N-Out, it's not going to make you like a cheeseburger, you know? Going to church isn't going to make you right with God. It's all about repenting, turning from our sin, and putting our faith in what Jesus did for us. So God places the righteousness that was on Jesus, and He places it on you and whoever trusts in Him. And so that's how God can legally let us go. Because He's a judge. He says, there's one lawgiver and judge, and through Christ we can be made right. And so we don't have to go to hell. So there's two things. What are they I just mentioned?
Oh, you're getting
that we have
quiz.
To do.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's important. It's important that we. These are the most important things. So repentance, which means to turn from our sin, right? And that's something God will do. And then the second thing.
Where.
You repent and you.
Repent and.
Where He sets you back in.
And faith.
Faith.
Trust. Repentance and trust in Jesus.
Well, I'm not saying nothing.
And on the day, and God can forgive you. Does that make sense? All right. Is there anything?
He needs a written exam.
Well, it's all on here.
And you're born again, correct?
Yeah. Then you're born again.
You're born again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm not out here trying to get you guys to go to any church. I'm not, you know, looking for donations or anything like that. Just want you guys to know the truth. You know, eternity. Because, you know, we're here on earth for 80 years.
Oh, Sean's cousin is born again, right? Isn't Jeremy born again?
Okay.
He needed it, though.
We all need it, man.
No, he needed it bad.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It drastically improved him.
Good.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's... When you're born of, you know, God, it's a drastic change in anyone.
Yeah.
You know, He changes our mind. It says He renews our mind. It says, the old is gone, the new has come. He makes us a new creation, He says. So Sean, I guess, is there anything in your life today that would prevent you from repenting and putting your faith in Jesus?
Yeah, the war would do it, huh?
Well, I don't have to deploy anymore, so I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah.
So would you consider doing that?
You can throw him in the ocean?
I'm not going to throw him in the ocean. No.
No,
see, even baptism, but that's something we do to identify with Christ.
Trying to throw me in the water?
You know, it's symbolizing dying and then being raised from the dead. And so you do it to identify with Jesus. But baptism itself, the thief on the cross, I don't know if you're familiar, he was dying right next to Jesus. And he realized that he was a horrible person. He said, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. So he repented and he put his faith in Jesus. He was never baptized, but Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise. So baptism, it's important. It's something we do, just a public declaration of our faith in Jesus. But it doesn't make us right with God. It's just repentance and faith. So I just encourage you to really think about that and do that before, you know, I don't know, your drive home. You never know. You know, every breath is a gift, right? Even our next breath isn't promised. Do you have a Bible at home?
Actually, I got about 20 of them.
You got 20? Okay.
Oh, yes.
So there's two books that I would encourage you to read. The Gospel of John and the book of 1 John. They're both in the New Testament. 1 John's really short, maybe 6 pages. And the Gospel of John's, you know, a little longer, maybe 30 pages. Read the book of 1 John. And just before your head hits the pillow tonight,
an audio Bible.
That's good. Listen, man. God's word, man. Just hearing it, it's great. But before your head hits the pillow tonight, you know, your wife loves the Lord, she loves you.
A little bit.
And, you know, there's nothing more important than knowing where we're going to spend eternity and knowing that we're going to spend it with our family. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know.
You spent 2 minutes with my youngest?
Yep.
She's her, actually her been good. Too.
So.
It's probably been about 5 minutes since she's talked.
Do you guys, you're going to live in Torrance for a little while?
Hopefully,
I am.
Yeah. He's going to bar, so.
Okay. Do you guys have a church that you go to?
First yeah. Lutheran.
Right. Where's
down,
that at?
Carson Street.
Okay.
It's my grandmother's church, and that's where I grew up.
My grandparents grew up
Christmas.
In a Lutheran church, too. I kind of grew up in a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
Good.
We haven't actually
good churches.
Attended it yet, but.
Okay.
Yeah, pastors there have buried just about everybody in my family.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, we got married in SCD, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. Right. Good, man.
She actually asked if I'd go with her on Sunday.
Okay. What do you think?
I'll drive her over there.
Well, you won't go?
I'll
he goes
go.
To church twice a year.
Christmas and Easter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, man, going to church doesn't make us right with God. Repenting and putting our faith in Christ does. But, you know, reading God's word and all those things, those are things that, those are kind of evidence that you've been born again. You'll want to do those things. You'll want to go to church. You'll want to hear and learn.
Sierra.
Learn his word. So you don't read?
Give me.
If I gave you a free book, would you read it?
How many pages?
It's a really good read, man. It's like 200 pages. But the text, the font's really big. It's written by this guy named Mark Cahill. He played college basketball in Auburn University with Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley's roommate and stuff.
Yeah, I'd read it.
So go if you go to oneheartbeataway.org, they'll send you a free book, free shipping, everything. And it lays it all out for you, kind of like what I explained to you. But it talks about stuff like near-death experiences, people that have actually, you know, died, gone to hell, and came back, like on the operating table, you know. They've actually experienced, like, the flames and the heat, and it talks about that sort of stuff, and then they talked about it. And it just kind of lays out the evidence, you know, can the Bible be trusted, you know? You know what I mean? Like, that's a valid question, right? Can we trust what's written in there? It goes through a bunch of different things, like prophecy, archaeology, science. And then it kind of lays it out for you. It says, you know, this is the choice. You know, this is the two options. It leaves it up to you. You know, you said there's nothing that would prevent you from making that decision today. I encourage you to do that. You know, as soon as you can, so that you can know that you'd be going to heaven. And just knowing God, you know, on this side of eternity, is just an awesome thing. You know, having a relationship with Him. Kind of knowing, you know, why he put you here and things like that. So cool. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you talking to me.
No problem.
God bless you for serving and
you
know,
thank
serving
you.
Our country. It's awesome. And
nice meeting you.
We have a church on the beach too. If you guys want to go to the beach, it's all summer right down here, South Redondo.
Really?
Good.
Avenue I. We'll be down there all summer. If you guys ever want to come out?
You gotta
come
to the
beach, kind of. Gets kids, you know, they kind of like the beach. You know.
So my sister can talk about all day is going to the beach.
And I hope you get a fish or something, man.
Yeah, me too.
Before you leave.
Yeah.
We've been out here 3 hours. I know they're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, fellas. Nice meeting all you guys.
You too.
Leave session.
Thanks.
Take care.